No surprises if I tell you that we're in the thick of winter, and for many of us, there's a heaviness in the air, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. Whether it's the global tension, the news from Israel, or just that mid-year slump, it's a time when anxiety can creep in. And joining us today is Jenny Porteous, a well-known healer and an intuitive, to talk about what's going on energetically right now and how we can take better care of ourselves. Jenny, I've been looking so forward to chatting with you. I think you'd agree that there's definitely a strange energy around at the moment. Is it just winter blues, or is something bigger going on energetically at this time of year?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Paula. And there's definitely a natural dip in energy that comes with winter. So shorter days, less sunlight, and more time indoors, which can affect our mood and vitality. But there's also, we're living through a huge global energetic transition, a time of undeniable change. The shift is happening for several reasons, one of which is our entry into what we may refer to as the age of Aquarius. Many refer to it as the age of Aquarius, a time of revolution and change. And this isn't some beautiful poetic phrase or a cool hippie song from the 70s, the age of Aquarius.
It was a cool hippie song, though.
Well, the movie was actually beautiful and about the shift in consciousness, which began in that time. And what's happening is we're having a huge shift. We're moving from old paradigms rooted in control, separation, fear, and ego, which is all kind of solar plexus chakra related, into a new age that calls for unity, authenticity, freedom, and deep soul level connection, all heart related. But here's the thing about collective evolution. It stirs up everything first, like a body healing from deep trauma. The process of shifting into greater awareness brings up old wounds to the surface to clear. It can feel really chaotic, confusing, and incredibly vulnerable, even for those of us doing the work. Okay, so there's a lot happening.
And so it's normal if some of us are feeling a bit flat when we wake up in the morning, or anxious, or even unusually emotional. I mean, what might be behind those kind of feelings that many of my friends say they have?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This collective feeling of flatness or emotional overwhelm is really prevalent right now. And feeling completely discombobulated is normal. So part of it is seasonal, as I mentioned, but it's also energetic. We're in a time of global flux, emotionally, politically, spiritually, definitely times of revolution and change. And at times we can feel the tension before we even understand why. It shows up as things like anxiety, physical ailments like tension headaches, digestive issues, fatigue, pain, tension in the body. Flip, the list goes on and on. Emotional overwhelm and even brain fog.
Okay? Wow. So everyone... please continue.
Okay. It's our nervous systems quietly and sometimes not so quietly responding to a whole lot of collective noise.
Wow. So there's definitely a lot going on.
Yeah.
Jenny, if I add to that with what's happening in Israel, I mean, if you look at the tension in Israel, the uncertainty in Israel, do you sense that this has a ripple effect on people energetically, even here in South Africa? So added to what you've even said is the situation vis-a-vis Israel.
Yeah, definitely. So we're far more connected than we realize, not just through WhatsApp or FaceTime, but emotionally and energetically, we're all connected. Conflict and suffering in one part of the world ripples through the collective field. For some of us, it's not even conscious, but the body picks it up. And there's a deep primal part of us that responds to fear of violence and injustice, even from afar. South Africa has its own tender history and nervous system. So global tension can land here in a way that feels really amplified, especially for those still carrying ancestral or unhealed trauma. And so why is the world feeling like it's erupting into conflict and control, the very essence of solar plexus energy, just as we're meant to be evolving into the heart, which is all about love, compassion, and kindness? Mm. As the song says, harmony and understanding. I don't know if you know the song.
Well, I know those words, and I'm wondering where they are right now.
Trust around. So that's, yes, we're moving towards that. Why does it look like war? Why does it look like control erupting everywhere? That is because this is what it looks like when old systems collapse. When fear loses control, it fights harder. When power structures begin to crumble, they thrash. And when collective trauma rises to the surface to be healed, it doesn't come quietly. It comes loud, raw, and painful. And that's what we're experiencing right now.
That's fascinating. Jenny, what simple practices or grounding tools would you recommend for those of us who are feeling overwhelmed or out of sorts?
So one of the simplest things is to come back to the body. We spend so much time in our heads. We spend so much time caught up in emotions. Coming back to the body. So a really simple technique, placing one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly and taking three nice, slow, deep breaths can really help to shift your state. Sounds very simple, but it helps to calm your nervous system. It brings you out of being trapped in the mind and emotions and back into your body. It's not about bypassing the emotions, but actually gently acknowledging them through the body, where so much of our trauma and stress is stored. So it can begin to move, to actually move and release. And then nature is also a powerful medicine. Even a few minutes outside with your bare feet on the ground can help to settle your energy and restore a sense of balance and grounding. And so those are two nice simple
And Jenny, you were mentioning earlier the ancestral trauma. For those of us who are so connected to Israel or carrying this ancestral trauma, whether it's Jewish or not, what are some ways that we can protect our energy and stay centered without disconnecting from the world?
Okay, so when you're energetically or emotionally connected to collective trauma, whether through ancestry, as we mentioned, or spiritual ties, or even simply just being an empathetic human being, it's natural to feel overwhelmed. And the key to coping is to find ways to calm your nervous system and to regulate so that you don't feel so pulled into the drama and overwhelmed. I witness, but I do not absorb all of the energy. I stay rooted in compassion. Of course, we're going to be compassionate, but without losing yourself. So try and be present in the moment rather than living in some anxiety-provoking future that doesn't even exist, because all we really have is the now. And the key is also to not numb out or shut down either, but to stay present in a way that's sustainable. And a few more practices that you can use to help calm your nervous system and support you to stay in the present and help you to cope. One of my favorite ones is that I find truly supportive for myself and my clients is, again, using breathing. Simply placing one hand on your heart and breathe in deeply for the count of four and out for the count of eight. Because doubling your out-breath activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the body's natural calming mechanism, helping you to return to a state of ease, calm, regulating your nervous system. And another great technique that I find incredibly helpful is cycling through your senses. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I feel? This simple check-in brings you back to the present moment, out of the mind and into the body. When it comes to the feeling part, what do I feel? It's helpful to tune in on two levels. One is the physical sensation, like the way your toes feel against your skin or the temperature of the air, and then the emotional feelings. Do I feel anxious, calm, heavy, light? Not engaging in the emotions, just observing. This is so helpful to calm the nervous system down and just bringing you into the present moment. And it's great to use in the moment when you feel triggered, as well as practicing it every day. As I wake up every morning, before even getting out of bed, I do the deep breathing technique for about 8 rounds with my eyes closed. And then I open my eyes and cycle through my senses 3 or 4 times. And lastly, I just want to quickly mention TRE, which is tension and trauma release exercises, a powerful modality that I practice as part of my healing work. And TRE really helps the body to naturally release stress and trauma held on a physical, emotional, and mental level. And the benefits are really, really amazing. So, yeah, there are a few simple practices that you can just use in your everyday life just to help you to cope with all this energy shifting that we're experiencing at the moment.
Jenny, thank you. I mean, you've given us some gold nuggets there. And I love the way you spoke about cycling through the senses. I'm definitely going to listen to this interview again. And it's a reminder that anyone can listen to these interviews again. You just go to highfm.com and there you'll find the podcast and the recording. Jenny, it's always so grounding to hear your perspective. That's Jenny Porteous, a healer and an intuitive specializing in stress and trauma. And she spoke there about TRE, which might or might not be familiar to you, and it stands for tension and release exercises. To find out more, you can go to her website, which is jennyporteous.co.za, and you spell that Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, and Porteous is P-O-R-T-E-O-U-S, one word, .co.za.